glad to be able to be with you today.
我很高兴今天能够与你们在一起。
And I would like to turn you to the scriptures we were looking at last night.
我们要再来看昨天我们看过的圣经。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
And verse 5 and 6.
第五节，第六节。
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight or direct your paths.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Then in the New Covenant, in the Ephesians, is it not on?
There.
In the New Covenant, in the Ephesian letter, and chapter 5,
在新约以弗所书第五章
and verse 15 and 16,
第十五节、十六节。
Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴。因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
And then in the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians, and chapter 1, from verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray and make request for you, that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Just a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we dare not come to the ministry of your word without recognizing that without you we can do nothing.
爱我们的主，我们不敢来服侍你，除非我们能够知道，除了你，我们不能做什么。
Of course, we can use many words. We can outline truth and give sound doctrine. But unless, Lord, that anointing is upon the ministry of your word, it will all come to nothing.
我们可以说许多的话，我们可以有一些的教导，但是除非有你圣灵来膏抹，我们不能够得着什么。
We thank you, Lord, that you have at enormous cost provided such an anointing of grace and power.
我们感谢你，你付了极大的代价，所以可以今天用你的恩典和能力来膏抹我们。
An anointing for the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
来膏抹说的、翻译的和听的。
Into that anointing power we stand now by faith.
在信的里面，主，我们来仰望这个恩膏的能力。
Fill this time with yourself, Lord.
愿你自己来充满这个时间
and make your word live to every one of us.
让你的话活在每个人里面
Let there be consequence, Lord, from this time.
愿这个时间会带出一个结果
And we shall be careful to give you all the praise and all the thanksgiving.
我们要把一切的赞美感谢来归给你
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们靠我们弥赛亚救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
There are thousands upon thousands of promises in God's word.
在神的话里面有成千上万神的应许。
And according to the Spirit of God speaking through the Apostle Paul,
借着神的灵，神对保罗有说话。
However many promises there are, in Christ is the yes, and through him is the amen.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督里面都是是的，都是阿们。
This is the way we experience the Lord.
这就是我们经历主的道路。
These promises have conditions.
这些应许都有一些条件。
And God fulfills the promise when we fulfill the condition.
当我们来达到这些条件以后，神就成就他的应许。
These promises in the Word of God are rather like vitamin pills.
这些神的应许好像在神的话里面像维他命。
Some years ago, a doctor said to me, "You have to take very high dosage of vitamin C."
所以多年以前，医生告诉我说，你需要吃很高剂量的维他命 C.
He said this will be like eating a whole fruit shop.
他说这些好像就是来吃你吃的剂量就好像来
He said you couldn't do it.
就像要吃整个水果店的食物，这你不能这样子吃。
But these few pills will help you.
你虽然不能吃这么多的食物，可是你只要吃这几颗药
就帮助你。God's promises are like the whole truth of God, the life of God.
神的应许就是神的所有的真理
in vitamin form
是
pill form
神的应许就好像把神这些所有的话里面浓缩到维他命 的这种的形态。
The youngest child of God can understand these promises.
神的最年幼的孩子都可以明白。
And here is one of them.
那这就是其中之一。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path.
神这个应许就说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Here is the promise.
这就是应许。
God Himself will direct your path.
神他亲自要来引导你的路。
God Himself will direct you into the doing of His will.
神亲自要引导你来行他的旨意。
God Himself will ensure that you experience Him.
神亲自保证你可以来经历他。
He will do the work in you.
他会在你里面工作。
He will make even, make level your path.
他会修平你的道路。
What a promise!
何等的应许。
But the condition is there too.
但是这个应许也有条件。
Very simple. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding.
非常简单，只要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
And he will fulfill the promise.
他就会成就他的应许。
So simple. Now I can't go over what we said last night again today.
非常的简单，我不能够。
Otherwise, there won't be anything fresh for today.
我不能重复我昨天讲的，要不然今天就没有什么新的。
I understand it's on a tape.
但是我知道有录音。
So you can get the tape and hear it. But I believe it was important what we said yesterday.
但是昨天我们讲的也非常重要。
We are living in days of evil.
我们活在邪恶的世代。
You have an opportunity for 4 years to see God do something in this nation.
你有再有四年的机会来看见神在这个国家工作。
But only 4 years.
但是只有四年。
Don't think that, well, God has done something wonderful, let us rest, let us go back to normality.
不要想说神已经成就了何等好的事情，我们现在就只要放松，我们回到平常的生活就好。
There are enormous spiritual movements in the unseen.
在看不见的世界里面有许多属灵上面的征战。
We are now moving into the last phase of fallen man's history.
在人堕落的历史里面，我们现在已经进到最后的阶段。
We are in the very shadow of the Antichrist.
我们就在敌基督的阴影下面。
Don't just use the rapture as a kind of palliative.
不要想说被提就能够解决一切的问题。
Oh, we're going to be raptured, thank God.
主啊，我要被提了。
We don't have to bother about anything. We're going to be raptured.
我们在巴比伦来以前，我们就会被提了。
The Jews are going to suffer, poor things.
保罗想说，只有以色列人、犹太人要受苦。
And the unsaved are going to suffer.
啊，没有得救的人要受苦。
But we're all going to go.
我们都要被提。
We're not going to be here.
我们不会在这里。
Yes, that's true. But don't use this as a drug.
是。
Don't use it as a drug.
Oh, okay. 是的，这是真实的。可是我们不能像止痛药一样来吃。
You are responsible before God.
你在神面前要负责任。
You are answerable to God for this nation.
神在这个国家里面，你要来回答神。
If floods of evil take this nation.
假设这个邪恶的势力来得取代取得抓的这个国家。
It is not the fault of Mr. Bush.
这个不是布希先生的错。
Nor the fault of the Democratic Party.
也不是民主党的错。
Nor the fault of those who believe in gay marriages.
也不是这些相信同性恋结婚人的错。
Nor the fault of an apostate traditional institutional Christian system.
也不是传统基督教系统的错。
It is the real believer that is the key.
这是所有信主的人的意愿。
You and I are answerable to God. We are responsible before God.
你与我要在神面前负责任。
And we have a tremendous job given to us.
我们有何等大的托付在我们身上。
To be light in darkness.
在黑暗里面成为光。
To be a city set on a hill that cannot be hid.
是像城一样照在山上不能隐藏。
To be salt, stopping the corruption.
成为盐来阻挡这些腐坏。
So my dear friends, it is tremendous. The Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, said, "Look carefully how you walk."
所以使徒保罗借着神的灵，他对我们说，你要注意你怎么样来行走。
Not as unwise.
你行事为人不要像愚昧人，
but as wise.
当像智慧人。
Redeeming the time.
要赎回光阴。
Because the days are evil.
因为现今的时代邪恶。
Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand.What is the will of the Lord?
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
When he wrote to the Colossians, he said, "I pray for you."
当他写给哥罗西的教会，他说，我为你们祷告。
That you may be filled with a knowledge of His will.
所以在你们可以被神智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
In all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上。
And then he says that you might walk worthily.
然后你们行事为人对得起。
That you might be fruitful in every good work.
能够在一切善事上结果子。
And so on and so forth. This matter of knowing the will of God.It's so important.
要认识神的旨意是何等重要。
So last night I spoke about how can we discern the will of God for us.
所以昨天晚上我们来讲到我们如何来分辨神在我们身上的旨意。
I find I'm asked this question more by young people than any other question wherever I go over the world. How can I know the will of God for me?
我发现我不管到世界每一个地方，年轻人最喜欢问我这个问题，就是我如何来认识神在我身上的旨意。
Well, now last night we spoke quite a bit about it.
昨天晚上我们讲了很多。
We spoke about having an ear to hear.
讲到要可听的耳。
We spoke about the peace of God arbitrating in your heart.
讲到神的平安在我们心里面做主。
And many other things.
还有讲到许多的事。
But now this morning I want to go on.
今天早晨我愿意继续。
I thinkThe biggest problem Christians have is that they put the cart before the horse.
我想基督徒最大的一个问题就是本末倒置。
In other words, we are self-centered.
也就是说我们是以自我为中心。
What is the will of God for me?
神的旨意对我是有什么关系呢？
Shall I go this way? Shall I go that way?
我应该往
Shall I go to this college? Shall I go to that college?
我应该走这条路那条路。
Shall I marry this person? Shall I marry that person?
我要去这个学校或那个学校，跟这个结婚，
me, me, me.
跟那个结婚。我我我。
Well, of course, it's understandable. All babies are self-centered.
当然这是可以理解的。所有的婴孩都是以自我为中心。
Mother is there for you.
母亲是为着你的。
Father is there for you.
父亲也是为着你的。
Aunts are there for you.
这些
Grandparents are there for you.
祖父母或者叔叔伯伯都是为着你。
The whole world circles around you.
所以这个整个世界都围着你转。
The world is for you.
这个世界也是为着你。
The universe is centered in you.
你这是这个是宇宙的中心。
The sun and moon and stars bow down to you.
日月星辰都向你俯伏下拜。
You are the center of everything.
你是所有一切事的中心。
You cry, and they give you a little.
如果你哭的话他们就给你奶喝
or you get a toy to hug
或者他学校就给你一个玩具
and there's nothing wrong about it
如果这是没有错的
babyhood is babyhood
这个叫做婴孩时期
oh we don't say bash that baby cry
我们不能够说哎呀你这个婴孩你真是可耻啊
no we say it's a baby
我们就说，哎呀，他只是握这个婴孩嘛。
Perhaps its teeth, perhaps something else. Perhaps it wants a toy.
也许是他牙齿不舒服，或者要一个玩具。他只是一个孩子嘛。
In our Christianity, we have spiritual babyhood.
在基督教里面也有许多属灵的婴孩。
The whole church circles round me.
所有这个教会是为着我的。
They are there for me.
教会是因为为着我存在。
Comfort me.
来帮助我，来安慰我。
Do everything for me.
教会做每一件事情是为着我。
You understand?
你明白吗？
The problem with us is we don't grow.
问题是我们不长大。
We remain babies when we're 20 years old in the Lord.
当我们信主二十年以后，我们仍是婴孩。
40 years old in the Lord.
信主四十年以后
，We're still babies. We have to have our pacifiers.
我们需要有奶嘴。
Our comforters.
或者是让我们一个玩具，让我们能够很安慰。
It's me, me, and me.
就是我我我
Everything is me.
每一件事情都是为着我
We even speak about him crowning me.
我们甚至想说主你把冠冕放在我头上
Jesus is mine.
耶稣是我的
Of course he is.
Yes, 当然是的
Who said he isn't?
谁说他不是呢
But far more important, you are his.
但是更重要的是你是他的
He's not there for you
他不是因为你在存在的
You are here for him
你在这里是为着
There is a colossal change of foundation
这是一个完全根本的一个改变
When from babyhood we grow up and we have to begin to live for others
当我们长大以后我们就要开始为别人而活
We have to sacrifice ourselves for others
我们要为别人来牺牲
So this problem of the will of God for me it always starts with me
所以神在我身上的旨意是从自己开始
Shall I go this way? Shall I go that way? Now, Lord, you tell me.
我要往这边走或往那边走，主啊，你来告诉我。
I'm important, Lord.
主啊，我很重要啊。
Which way I go is going to affect the whole kingdom of God.
我不管往哪一条路走，这个决定会影响整个神的国度。
You need to tell me, Lord, because I'm something.
你要告诉我，因为我是是一个人物。
And you are mine.
你是属我的。
I think we put the cart before the horse.
我想我们本末倒置。
If we were to see what is the will of God in general,
我们如果想来认识神在神真的旨意，
then a whole lot of our problems would fall into place.
那这样子，所有的问题就可以得到答案。
What is the will of God?
神的旨意是什么？
You take the Ephesian letter.
你翻开以弗所书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
From verse 9.
第九节。
Making known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he purposed in him unto a dispensation of the fullness of the times to sum up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth, in him I say, in whom also we were made a heritage according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will.
第九节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意做万事的，叫照着他旨意所预定的。
The mystery of his will. Think of it.
想想看，神旨意的奥秘。
The mystery of his will.
神旨意的奥秘。
What is it?
是什么呢？
To sum up all things in Christ.
是在把一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
In the heavens.On the earth,
在天上的，在地上的。
And then he says this.
一切所有。
In him, we who are saved are a heritage.
在他里面，我们这些得救的得了基业。
We are his inheritance.
我们是他的产业。
Isn't this amazing?
这是不是何等稀奇呢？
Think for a moment.
你想想看。
What a tremendous matter this is.
这是何等大的一件事。
So God created this universe through the Lord Jesus and for the Lord Jesus.
神借着主耶稣基督，为着主耶稣基督来创造这世界。
And in the Lord Jesus, everything holds together.
在主耶稣基督里面，这一切事情都放在一起。
And are you a child of God?Are you a child of God?
你是神的孩子吗？
Then where are you?
你在哪里呢？
Listen, you are in him.
你在他里面。
That means, listen, that means you're at the very heart of God's purpose and will.
是的，你就在神的旨意、神的心意的当中。
At the very heart.You know how Jesus put it?
是在神旨意的当中最忠心的。
He said, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman.
所以主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
This for the apostles must have been so hard to understand.
对这些使徒们是何等难了解。
The vine was always the symbol of God's covenant people.
这葡萄树是神向他立约的子民的一个表征。
It was bad enough when Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that eateth me shall live forever." Eat him, eat him. How do we eat him?
直接讲到说我是天上降下的粮，如果你们吃我。
Here he was. There were the disciples. I am the bread of life. He that eateth me shall live forever.
凡吃我的
It's impossible.
要永远活着，这不可能。
Are we to be cannibals? I mean, what the, how do we do it?
我们怎么样？
What does he mean?
我们是要吃人食人族的吗？我们这是什么意思呢？我们要做什么呢？
He that eateth me and drinketh my blood.
吃我肉喝我血的。
Some said this is nonsense and they left.
有些就说这话甚难，谁能懂就离开了。
He said many other things. He said, I am...The light of the world, I am so many things. But then he said, I am the vine, the true vine.
他说我是光，他还讲了很多的事，然后他说我是真葡萄树。
Now if he said I am the Messiah of the covenant people, we could accept it. If he said I am the high priest of God's chosen people, we could accept it. If he said I am the king of God's chosen people,people, we could accept it. How could he be the people?
他如果说是我是弥赛亚，我是王，这些我们都能够接受。
I am the true vine.
然而他说我是真葡萄。
I am the covenant people.
我是这些立约的。
Too much, Lord, for us. This is too much.
主啊，这个太难了。
Oh, he explains it.
然后他就解释。
Abide in me, and I in you.
你们住在我里面，我就住在你里面。
As the branch cannot bear fruit unless it abides in the vine, nor can you.
枝子若不在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Now our vines are not Italian vines in Israel. Our vines are not the Italian vine which grows up and is trained backwards and forwards or along great sort of trellises on the ground.
在以色列的葡萄树不是像意大利的葡萄树搭在枝子上，从这边到那边，或者是在架子上。
Our vines are one great heap on the ground.
我们的葡萄树是在地上一堆的这样子的一个植物。
So Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Ah, we say, of course. He's the trunk, and we are the branches.
主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。我说，那我们就说，当然啦，他就是那个树干，我们就是枝子。
But these vines that we have, and of which he was speaking, are all branches.
但是主耶稣说的这个葡萄树都是枝子，没有树干。
The trunk is about that much.
只有树干只有很短
很短。And the branch is huge.
然后枝子却是很大很大。
What did Jesus mean?
主耶稣说什么？
He never said I am the trunk.
他从来没有说我是这个树干。
He said I am the vine.
他说我是葡萄树。
Root, trunk, branches.Leaves, dendrils, blossom, and fruit.
它就是树根、树干、树枝、叶子、花，还有的果实。
I am the whole.
我是所有。
And you are in me.
你在我里面。
And the life goes through you.
生命从你里面。
From the roots,
流通。
Through the little trunk, into the branches, and you bear much fruit.
生命从树根到树干到枝子到叶子，然后你就结果子。
Oh, it is wonderful to begin to see you are in Christ.
我们若开始看见在基督里面是何等的美好。
God has put you there.
神把你放在那里。
You haven't fought your way in.
你不需要自己奋斗。
You're not there because you're good.
你在那里不是因为你好。
You're there because He saved you.
你在葡萄树里面，是因为他拯救你。
And he doesn't say now, fight to get into the vine.
他没有说你来奋斗来进入这个身体。
Strain every muscle you've got to get into the vine.
你要靠你身上每一个肌肉来用力来进入。
Mobilize everything.
如果你要想尽一切的办法
，so you can get into the vine.
所以你可以进到这个身体里面。
He says, remain where God.
他说：“你就只要
so simple，
只要站在神把你放在地位上
，stay where God has put you，
你要站在神放在你的位
置。Where has he put you?
神把你放在哪里呢？
In Christ.
在基督。
And Christ in you.
基督也在你里面。
Now here is a wonderful thing.
这就是一个，下面就是很
奇妙的事。I'm in Christ. And he's in Christ.
我在基督里，他也在基督里。
Now, do we have a Jewish Christ and a Chinese Christ?
我们有犹太的基督和中国的基督吗？
No, there's only one Christ.
不，只有一位基督。
There are not as many Christs as there are Christians.
好像看起来有许多的基督。
There's only one Christ.
但是却只有一位。
We're all in him.
我们都在他里。
And he is in all of us.
他也在我们里。
Now, isn't this extraordinary?
这是何等的稀奇。
What is the will of God?
神的旨意是什么呢？
From the very beginning, it was that we should take of the tree of life.
从起初开始就是要我们得着的。
Who is the tree of life?
生命树是谁呢？
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Is the tree of life. We chose the tree of the knowledge.Of good and evil.
然而我们却选了分别善恶的树。
And we became little, self-sufficient, self-centered, self-interested gods.
我们就每一个变成一个以自我为中心，自己满足每一个小小的神。
So different. Well, let me put it another way.
我就用另外一方面来讲。
Your Bible begins with a wedding.
你的圣经是从一个婚宴开始。
Now, isn't that amazing?
这是不是很奇妙？
In the second chapter of Genesis, Adam and Eve got married.
在创世纪第二章，亚当和夏娃他们结婚。
Your Bible ends with a wedding.
你的圣经也在一个婚宴上结束。
The last but one chapter.
倒数第二章。
Corresponding exactly with Genesis chapter 2.
跟创世纪第二章就正好相对。
Revelation chapter 21.
是启示录二十一章。
This wedding.Is the lamb and the wife of the lamb?
这是羔羊和新妇的婚宴。
Now, isn't this amazing?
这是不是很稀奇呢？
Somewhere between those two weddings, you will discover what the will of God is.
所以在这两个婚宴的当中，你就还认识神的旨意。
Beginning with fallen man and ending with saved man.
从这个堕落的人开始，一直到这得救的人。
Beginning with a self-centered, fallen humanity, and ending with a redeemed, Christ-centered humanity, you will discover the will of God.
从这个堕落以自我中心的人类，到一个以得救以基督为中心的人类。
What is the will of God?
神的旨意是什么呢？
It's something to do with a wedding.
跟这个婚宴有关。
Oh, you say, I don't know whether I want to be married. I like to be myself.
你说我不想结婚，我要自己一个人。
Then I can choose what I want to do. I don't have to bother about anybody else.
那我就来决定我要做什么，我不要别人麻烦我。
I can just do my own thing.
我要做我自己想做的事。
Don't have somebody else I've got to think about all the time.
我不要想别人。
You see what I mean? Self-centeredness, isn't it?
这就是以自我为中心。
That's why there's so much divorce.
这就是为什么有这么多人离婚。
Simple as that.
就这么简单。
Two people live their own self-centered lives, and before long they fall out.
两个人若活在自我为中心的生活，不用很久他们就会分开。
It's impossible for two to walk together unless they be agreed.
如果两个人不能够来同意，他们没有办法一起走路。
But let me come back again to this matter. Now open your Bible. In the center of your Bible, roughly, approximately in the center of your Bible, you find a tiny little book. Do you know what it's called? the Song of Solomon.
在你圣经的中间有一本小书，就是雅歌。
Liberal theologians tell us it is a bawdy ditty.
I'm sorry.
That's what they say. It's a bawdy ditty. Little bawdy poem.
Yeah. 那个就是有人告诉我们，这是圣经里面的一个小品。
Erotic. They say.
哦，是。Yeah, 是更正。
Yeah. And 是。
哦，浪漫。
And then they say this. In our tradition, it was a vision that God gave Solomon.
这就是神给所罗门的一个意象。
Of the love that God has for his redeemed.
是神对他所救赎的一个爱。
Now just wait. You've got another wedding. So you have a wedding at the beginning of the Bible, the end of the Bible, and right in the center of the Bible.
对，这是另外一个婚宴，在起初有一个婚宴，最后有婚宴，这是在中间的。
Just think about that for a moment. Now here comes something else. Listen carefully. There's another little book just before the Song of Songs. It's called Ecclesiastes.
还有一本书是在雅歌之前的一本小书，叫《传道书》。
And this is the refrain: Vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
在《传道书》里面一再强调就是虚空，虚空，一切都是虚空。
Apparently Solomon wrote it, at least in our tradition.
我们也知道这是所罗门写的。
He built parks and he said vanity, vanity, all is vanity.He built beautiful buildings, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. He got married, not once, 1,000 times.
他造了很美丽的宫殿，他说是虚空，做了很伟大的建筑，说是虚空，结了很多次婚，他也说是虚空。
He said, vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
他说虚空，虚空，一切都是虚空。
He said, you might as well eat and drink and be merry, because tomorrow you die.
他说你不如吃喝然后结婚，因为你明天就要死了。
There is no purpose in life. The rabbis actually discussed whether this book should be in the Bible.
拉比他们来讨论这本书到底是不是应该放在圣经里呢？
They said it really isn't like the rest of the books.
这跟其他的书 都不一样。
But when you come to the Song of Songs,It is no longer, as in Hebrew, emptiness, emptiness, all is emptiness, or purposelessness, purposelessness, all is purposeless. Now, everything has meaning.
在这本书雅歌之前，一切都没有意义，都是虚空。但是到雅歌，每一件事情都有意义。
Purposefulness, purposefulness, all is purposeful.
有意义，有意义，每一件事情都有意义。
Even though the bride becomes very proud and self-sufficient, the Lord doesn't leave her.
虽然我们变成非常骄傲，自我为中心，可是神没有离开我们。
He deals with her. Her first thing is, He is mine, and I am His.
头一件事情就是我是属他，他属我。
But he deals with her a little and she says, I am his and he is mine.
我是属他，他属，我是属他，他属我。
And then he deals with her a little more. And she says, I am his.
然后接着，然后神再带领他一点，他就说我是属你的。
The mine has gone out.She wholly trusts. You understand?
他从本来是说你是我的，到我是属你的。他完这个女子是完全的来属属这个良人。
Now, somewhere here, we are discovering what is the will of God. Why did He save you?
在这当中，我们就来认识神的旨意。为什么他来拯救你呢
？Oh, you say, I am a trophy of His grace.
所以我就说我拯救我来做他恩典的一个器皿。
You certainly are.
是的，你是的。
But God is not some big game hunter who goes round with trophies all up on the walls in the kingdom of heaven and says, I shot this one in Shanghai, I got this one in New York, and this one in Houston.
我们好像并不只是他恩典的一个奖品奖杯一样，不是说哦，在纽约的赢了得到这个奖杯，在休斯顿赢了得到这个另外一个奖杯。
Why did God save you?
神为什么拯救你呢？
Merely to be saved.
只是让你得救。
No, read your Bible.
不。
He saved you with a tremendous purpose in you.
如果你读圣经，你就知道神有极大的一个目的在你身上。
That you should share the destiny of his son.
你与他的儿子有同样的命运。
Now that begins to explain a thousand and one other things.
这就可以来让我们明白其他许多的事。
Okay, someone is still not convinced. Okay. You have four gospels.
也许你还没有同意我，那你有四本福音。
Three of the gospels are histories. And the fourth gospel, John, is an interpretation.
有三本福音书讲历史。另外一本约翰福音来说明。
And John builds his gospel on eight great declarations of the Lord Jesus, beginning with the unmentionable name of God, I am.
约翰就用八个神迹 来构思他的书，然后从哪一个开始呢？从最伟大的宣告，就是我是开始。
And eight signs.
有八个神迹，有八个宣告。
And the first sign is a wedding.
第一个神迹就是婚宴。
Now why did Jesus start with a wedding?
为什么主耶稣从一个婚宴开始呢？
And John makes a lot of it. He says this was the first sign he made.
所以约翰就说这是耶稣所行的头一个神迹。
A wedding.
是在婚宴上。
They ran out of wine.
他们酒用尽了。
And the mother of Jesus came to him and said, "What are we going to do? They've run out of wine."
耶稣的母亲就来问他说，我们当怎么办呢？我们酒用尽了。
And Jesus said, "What's that for me?"
主耶稣说，这与我有什么相干？
But his mother knew him. She said to the servants, "Whatsoever he says, do it."
但是耶稣的母亲认识他，他对仆人说。凡他所吩咐你们的，你们就照样做。
And he turned water into wine.
所以主耶稣就把水变成酒。
Of course, I know many Christians would have preferred him to turn wine into water.
我想有很多的基督徒很希望把这个酒变成水。
But he turned water into wine.
但是主耶稣却把水变成酒。
Something corruptible.Into something incorruptible.
是从可朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
It was the first sign he made.
这就是耶稣行的头一个神迹。
As if he was saying, "It's a wedding."
他好像在说这是一个婚宴。
And I am the one who can turn the corruptible of fallen humanity.Into the incorruptible of a redeemed humanity.
好像主说，我要来把一个堕落、一个朽坏的一个人类，把它变成一个蒙救赎、不朽坏的。
Well, my dear friends, once we get hold of this, as I say, we often put the cart before the horse. But once we begin to understand what is the purpose of God, things begin to fall into place.
我亲爱的朋友，我已经告诉你，我们常常本末倒置，但是我们如果来明白神的旨意，这一切就都有答案。
This is why the Lord put such a premium on love.
这就是神他为什么在生命里面放下这样大的代价。
I'm not interested, he says, in your knowledge.
我对你的知识不感兴趣。
Although knowledge is important.
是的，知识很重要。
I'm not interested in your hard work.
我对你努力工作也不感兴趣。
Although conscientious, responsible work is very important.
虽然负责任的工作也很重要。
I am interested in your love.
我只关心你的爱。
First love.
起初的爱。
Is not a question of time.
不是，起初爱不是讲到时间。
It's a question of quality.
而是讲到品质。
This John's Gospel ends as we would expect with these words.
对，约翰福音就在这个些话里面结束。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Peter couldn't say it.
彼得没有办法回答。
So he said, Lord, you know I have an affection for you.
所以，彼得只是说，主啊，我爱你，是用人的爱。
Then he said, care for the sheep.
然后他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
And again, do you love me?
主就问彼得第二次：“你爱我吗？”
And Peter said, "I have an affection for you."
彼得说：“是的，我有对你的爱，这是人的爱。”
Feed my lambs.
主说：“你牧养我的羊。”
And the last time Jesus came down, said, "Do you have an affection for me?"
所以第三次。主就用这个人的爱来问他说：“你爱我吗？”
Peter was irritated and said, "Lord, you know I have an affection for you."
所以彼得说：“主啊，你是知道的，你知道我爱你。”
In other words, the gospel is nothing unless it brings you into love with the Lord Jesus.
或者换句话说，福音除非它能够把你带到来爱主耶稣，就没有任何的意义。
He has not saved you to be a self-centered, self-interested, self-fulfilling person.
神不是救你来做一个自我为中心，自我兴趣为中心，来为着自己的人。
He has saved you to be a Christ-centered person.
神救你，让你可以成为以基督为中心的人。
What is the purpose of God? To sum up all things in Christ.
神的旨意就是叫一切在基督里面同归于一。
Let me ask you a question. If that is the purpose of God for the universe,
我问你一个问题：如果这是神对你这些是神的目的，在这宇宙的目的
，Is your life summed up by Christ?
那你是不是能够以基督为中心呢？
Supposing I could take Christ out of your life,
如果我把基督从你的生活里面拿出去，
Would you just go on?
你是不是可以继续活呢？
As if nothing happened,
好像什么事都没有发生呢？
John said, He must increase.I must decrease.
约翰说他必加增 他必兴旺我必衰微
If the purpose of God is to sum up all things in Christ, what about you?
如果神的心意是要叫一切来在基督里面同归于一
Are there things in your business that are not summed up by Christ?
你的生意是不是没有来归在基督里面归于一呢？
You would be ashamed if your brothers and sisters know what you do in business.
如果你在生意上做的一些事情，如果你知道，也许会感到羞耻。
That's not being summed up in Christ.
如果你有一些可羞耻的事情，这就不能够在基督里面归于一。
Are there things in your life which you don't want anyone to know about?
在你生活里面有没有一些事情是你不愿意任何一个人知道呢
They can't be summed up by Christ
就不能在基督里面归于一
Do you understand?
你明白吗
Well, I think we have to begin to think of closing
我想我们要想想看怎么结束了
But you see, this is tremendous, this purpose of God
这个神的旨意是何等的伟大
The Apostle Paul, again by the Spirit of God, says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same likeness as from glory to glory.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书三章十八节讲到说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
How are we changed from glory to glory?
我们如何能够荣上加荣呢？
On a bed of roses?
有跳着一些玫瑰花吗？
How are we changed?
很简单。
How are we changed from glory to glory?
我们如何能够从荣上加荣呢？
From ecstasy to ecstasy. From ecstasy to ecstasy.
从
ecstasy. How can we say? You know what ecstasy is? When you're sort of, your mind is blown by something.
对不起。从哦，从很高兴很喜乐的到喜很喜乐的。
No, it is from tribulation to tribulation.
不是的，是从患难到患难。
From difficult person to difficult person.
从这个不容易相处的人到另外一个不容易相处的人。
Terrible relatives to terrible relatives.
很糟糕的亲戚到很糟糕的亲戚。
Members of the body of Christ.Who are a pain in the neck to more members of the body of Christ, or an even greater pain.
是在基督身上肢体的一个很难相处的，到另外一个在基督身上肢体很难相处的人。
That's the way the Lord works glory.
这就是神要达到荣耀的做法。
All the time using circumstances, situation, and relationships to do something in us.
他借着我们遭遇到的事情，借着我们的环境来制作我们。
How can I know the will of God?
我如何明白神的旨意？
Well, at least I understand the Lord wants to do something in me.
我想我至少知道神要在我身上工作。
At least I know He wants to change me into His likeness.
我想至少知道神要改变我来像他。
Well, as I said, we must finish.Maybe you found it too much. Especially some of you younger ones.
也许你觉得这些对你太多，特别是年轻人。
Let's come back to the simplicity of God's promise.
我们再回到神应许这个非常简单的点上。
And He will make straight your paths.
他会来指引你的路。
God is absolutely faithful.
神是完全对他的信实，对他的应许是完全的信实。
He never fails.
他从不失败。
But there are conditions.
是不是有条件呢？
Are you ready to fulfill the condition?
你是不是愿意来遵行这个神的话呢？
I won't take them as in the order they're there, but here's the first one I'm going to just underline. In all your ways, acknowledge him.
我就要强调一点，在你所行的一切事上都要认定他。
Can you?
你能吗？
In all your ways.
在你一切所行的。
Not a few.
不是只是少数。
Not the most.
也不是多数的。
In all.Your ways, acknowledge him.
在你一切所行的都要认定他。
How do you acknowledge him?
你如何来认定他呢？
As Lord.
来认定他是主。
You acknowledge him as Lord in all your ways.
在你所行的一切事上认定他为主。
If there is a way in your life in which you cannot acknowledge him as Lord, get out of it.
如果你走在一条路上不能认定他为主，
It will destroy you.
因为他会毁灭你。
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
在你一切所行的路上认定他。
And he will make straight your path.
他必指引你的道路。
Here is the second thing.
第二件事。
The necessity of absolute trust.
是完全仰赖的必要。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
全心的来信靠神。
All your heart.
全心的来信靠神。
The fall has done such a terrible thing to us.
人的堕落给我们带来很悲惨的事。
We do not trust the Lord.
结果就是我们不能来信靠神。
We all the time think.What is he up to?
我们来想说，神到底他的要对我怎么样呢？
He's trying to exploit me.
他要来陷害我。
He wants to make me a monk. I know it. He wants to make me a nun. I know it.
他要我当修士或修女，我知道。
He wants me to go to Japan.
他要我去日本。
As a missionary.
去宣教，我不肯去，我绝对不去。
When the Lord asks for something out of your life, we think, why does He want to make me so miserable?
当神来跟你要求一件事情
，Sometimes the Lord comes and says, "This sport, give it to me."
主耶稣对你来说，你把这本书给我。
This friendship, give it to me.
你把这个朋友给我。
We don't want.
我们不愿意。
Why?
为什么
？Because we don't trust him.
因为我们不信靠。
We say we. I know what he is.
我想说，我知道我这个朋友。
He is a capitalist.
哦，我知道。
He wants to grind me into the ground.
我想说，我知道神是一个资本家，他一定要把我一切都拿走。
He wants to use me.
他要来利用我。
And when he's finished, out.
我被使用完了以后，他就说走开。
Someone else more useful to him.
他就来用另外一个对他更有用的。
We don't trust him.
这是因为我们不信靠他。
Do you really think that the Lord needs you?
你想神真的需要你吗？需要你的知识吗？需要你的钱财吗？需要你的时间吗？
You think the Lord needs it?You think the Lord needs your talents? Dear me, you are self-centered. You think the Lord needs your talents?
神需要你的才能吗？
Oh, yes. I have a great gift.
你想说你有很大的恩赐吗？
I can sing.
我可以唱诗。
I can play.
我可以弹琴。
The Lord can't do without me.
神没有我就不行了。
I am an asset to his kingdom.
我是他国度里面一个产业。
You are not.
一个资产
you are the pain.
你是神国度里面一个痛苦
It's amazing that the Lord puts up with us
很稀奇的神如何这样还容忍我们
You see somehow or other we've got the idea that when he asks something for us it's because he wants to grind us into the ground
有时候神跟我们要求一些事情，我们要有这样观念，就是神好像要来磨碎我们。
Often, all the Lord is trying to do is to save us from ourselves.
其实神要做的只是要拯救我们脱离自己。
The thing He wants will destroy you.
这个神拿走的这些，他会来毁灭。
Even though it's legitimate,
也许你
even though it's good,
也许看来是好。
He takes it.
神把这些拿走。
Sometimes to give it back.
有时候他再还给你。
We don't trust him.
我们不信靠他。
It should be the easiest thing in the world to trust the Lord.
其实信靠神应该是最简单的。
When God said to Abraham, "Get out."
当神对亚伯拉罕说，你离开。
Of your father's house.Out of earth of the Chaldees, out of all the standard of living you have known.
当神对亚伯拉罕说：“你离开你的本族本家，你熟悉的生活。”
It was a tremendous thing for Abraham to obey.
亚伯拉罕能够顺服是极大的事。
And he obeyed because he trusted the Lord.
亚伯拉罕顺服，因为他信神。
Nevertheless. He took along his dad. 然而, it was a big mistake.
他却带着他的父亲，这是一个很大的错误。
Now you're Chinese, I'm Jewish.
你是中国人，我是犹太人。
Can you imagine God saying to a Chinese family, "Get out from your father, leave him"?
你能够想象？
Never! We couldn't do that. What will everybody say? What would the other relatives say?
如果神对你说，你离开你的父亲，你走开，你想你可能做到吗？你一定做不到。你说，别人会怎么看我呢？
Even his father is the most miserable old bore.
如果你的父亲，就算他是再糟糕的人，
you couldn't leave him.
你不能离开他。
Heard of.So he took his father.
So 亚伯拉罕就带着他的父亲。
And God had to get rid. Well, that's unkind to put it that way. But God had to take Terah before Abraham could get into the land. But he still took his nephew, and his nephew was a load of trouble.
他不但带着他的父亲，他也带着他的侄儿，给他带来许多的麻烦。
Why did he take his nephew?
为什么亚伯拉罕带他的侄儿呢？
Good question.We can ask him one day when we're there.
有一天我们遇见亚伯拉罕，我们可以问他。
Why did he take Lot?
为什么他带罗德呢？
I don't know.
我不晓得。
I only know he was a lot of trouble.
我只想说他有很大，他罗德是很大的麻烦。
This question of trust is at the root of everything.
信靠神是所有事情的根源。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He will make straight your path.
你全心来信靠神，他必指引你的路。
Obey Him.
顺服他。
And you will discover that He is absolutely faithful.
你就会发现神是完全的信实。
And lastly.Here is the third thing, the breaking of our self-reliance.
第三件，最后一件事情，就是我们要脱离这个自我，依靠自己的。
And lean not upon your own understanding.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
We all naturally, spontaneously lean on our own understanding.
我们很自然的就会来依靠自己的聪明。
We can't help it.
不能够控制。
We see it. Our so-called common sense tells us.
就像我们常说，这是我的本能告诉我。
Common sense is the rarest of all things amongst Christians.
在基督徒当中，这些尝试啊， yes. 是最缺少的。
You understand? I say common sense is this: if you are the Lord's and He has all wisdom and all power, why not trust Him and obey Him? That's common sense.
我想这个尝试应该是说，如果他是主，他知道一切，为什么不完全信靠他呢？
Common sense says, don't trust Him completely. Ensure yourself lest He fail you.
那但是我们自己的尝试却常常是说，你不可以来完全信靠他，你还是要靠着自己的一点的聪明，要不然。
God said to Abraham, "In your seed will all the families of the earth be blessed." But he didn't have a seed.
神对亚伯拉罕说，地上的万国都要因你的后裔得福。
So Sarah came one day and said, "I've been thinking."
但是呢，他却没有后裔，所以撒拉有一天对亚伯拉罕说
：“And it seems to me obvious that we have to use our common sense。”
所以撒拉对亚伯拉罕说：“哎，看起来很明显啊，我们要用自己的常识。
”I'm very old。
我已经老了。
And you're even older。
你比我更老。
I think the obvious thing, if God's promise is going to be fulfilled, is you have to take Hagar.
如果神的应许要能成就他，我想最明显的事情就是说，你应该来取夏甲。
And Abraham said, "Oh, I wonder. I never thought of that."
所以亚伯拉罕就说：“哎呀，是啊，我怎么从来没想到呢
？”Thank God for Sarah.
为着撒拉，我感谢主。
So understanding.
他 他非常的能够认识我。
Such common sense.
这是很简单的常识嘛。
This problem is with us today.
这个问题一直留到今天。
Common sense has landed us in an almost eternal problem.
这个人的常识给我们带来好像是永远的难处。
Amazing, isn't it?
这是很稀奇的。
Common sense, lean not upon your own understanding.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
God is absolutely faithful.
神他是绝对的信实。
There's no need for you to be afraid.
你不需要害怕。
One day you will thank him for everything he has done in your life.
有一天你会来向他感谢神在你身上做的每一件事。
Even the most difficult things.
就算是最艰难的事。
Because you will see that it was the love of God that determined everything.
你会发现是神的爱来决定每一件事。
Knowing the will of God.
要来认识神的旨意。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and HeWill direct your paths.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are all such poor material.
主，但我们的主啊，我们是何等可怜。
We, Lord, it is amazing to us.How faithful you are to us.
我们何等稀奇你对我们这样的信实。
You refuse to let us go.
你不让我们走。
And Lord, we come here this morning just to bow in your presence.
在你的同在里面我们俯伏。
Open the eyes of our hearts.
你开我们心眼。
Flood our hearts with divine light.
用你神圣的光来充满我们。
Open the ears of our spirit.
你开我们属灵的耳朵。
Help us hear your voice.
让我们可以听见你的声音。
And Lord, help us, each one of us, to know your will in these evil days.
主帮助我们，我们每一个人在这个一个邪恶的时代里面认识你的旨意。
Help us to know your will as an assembly.
让我们整个聚会一起来认识你的旨意。
You alone can do it.
你自己可以做成。
Hear this prayer of ours.
听我们的祷告。
For we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们靠我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.